Hello and welcome to Unlock Your Inner Goldmine. This is our welcome call slash prep call slash day one call. Today we begin our 10-day journey to unlock our inner goldmine. So on this quick recording, let's see how quick it's going to be. I have so much to share. On this recording, my intention is that I set you up for what it is we are going to be creating over the 10 days. Also, setting up some foundational beliefs, principles that if you choose to believe could really make a difference. Now, before we go any farther, I want you to know that I do not believe in magical thinking. I do believe in magic. I do not believe in magical thinking. What's the difference? Magical thinking is when you are thinking that being on these calls is just going to make money show up as if by magic in your bank account. I was there. I've been there before. I know how we want things to happen. We bang our head against the wall doing the same useless thing in the same useless way, and then dropping on our knees, forgive my, I'm going to be a little facetious. If you've never been around me, just so you know, I use humor and I get pretty radical with what I share. Why? Because our mind can loosen up when we get radical and ridiculous. So going back to what I was saying, I know we do the useless things in a useless way, and then we drop on our knees and cry to God or whatever you believe in. It's not working. Why me? Oh my God, this person's made a million. Where's my million? Well, one of the reasons why that happens is because we are entitled. We feel like birthright. The word birthright means that we are just entitled to it and it should just drop from the sky. And because you're a good person, somebody should take care of you. One of the memories that I have that's coming in very strongly for somebody in this cohort is when I learned that I had a belief that God would always take care of good people. God, call it universe, source, divine, insert whatever you'd like. I healed my wounds. I can say God from a very clean place. So when I say God, you insert whatever belief system allows you to. What I mean by that is universe, source, divine. I use God because I heal my wounds sufficiently to have it this conversation from a clean place. So God would always take care of the good people. God would never let good anything bad happen to good people. I don't know where I got this belief from. I'm sure it's societal, but I had this very naive belief that God would never let my bank account run below a certain amount, or God would never let me live on the streets because I'm a good person. Resonate with that? Well, God doesn't have an agenda as far as who good or bad people are. Whatever you believe, I'm telling you right now, energy, divine source doesn't have an agenda about who good or bad person is. You may think you're a good person, but actually, the more work you do on yourself, you realize you are doing some pretty crazy things to other people, like manipulating and doing things from a victim place, victimizing others emotionally, verbally, all of that. If you do enough personal work, you will be humbled by who you've been, and then you'll have a different conversation. So it's not about that God will never let good people suffer or God will take care of good people. It's not about that at all. This whole entire 10 days is about you owning something within you that when you do, it will shift the energy of how you do what you do. You don't even have to take any different actions. Strategy is a small percentage of success. Yes, you must have a strategy. If you're talking to an Eskimo and trying to sell them ice cream or ice cubes, you may not be successful. So there is definitely a strategy, and there is definitely a way to do things that will not guarantee, but increase our chances of success. But a huge portion of that is stepping into something so much bigger within us. And I'm not talking about God right now. I'm talking about you. You owning something within you. you owning something within you, that when you take action, any action, and the more strategically aligned, the better. Any action, like for example, this is coming in, I don't know why, but I'm going to make this analogy. Somebody working in McDonald's for minimum wage, hoping they'll make a million tomorrow just because they do this work, is absolutely absurd and ridiculous. And if you think that it'll happen, you are very naive. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am sharing this with you so I can dispel some of the ways that people think money shows up or money gets created. If I pray long enough, right? But still not changing the situation to open up to bigger possibilities. Now, could somebody working in McDonald's for a minimum wage all of a sudden get an opportunity? They seize the opportunity, they take action on it, and a world opens up to them. And all of a sudden, no, it's not that they made the millions, it's that they put themselves in a place where I could actually give them the kind of money they want. Hear the difference? So what we are up to over these next 10 days, starting today, is tapping into that inner gold mine. Everything outside of you is a reflection of your inside. And there is a beauty in that. Now, people, you may say, I've heard that before, but do you live that way? See, this is the difference. I'm not here to tell you something you've never heard. And over the next 10 days, I may not say anything new to you. My invitation to you is to listen with your brand new ears that are listening to what I'm sharing in the moment, who you are in the moment, because you are changing moment to moment. So your inner landscape will determine what your gardens look like. I got this quote just dropped into my heart this morning. I'm not saying it's mine. It came to me. I didn't read it anywhere. Your inner landscape will determine what your gardens look like. So think about it that way, right? Some people talk about weeding their garden. Who knows? Maybe that's where I got it. I'm not here to tell you I'm inventing something new. You don't have to tell me who else said it. I don't care. I want you to listen with new ears. Your inner landscape will determine what your gardens look like. Is your inner landscape full of rocks with very little spaces for something to grow? You are so hardened in your righteousness and your beliefs about what you deserve and who you are that you'll fight and you'll make the flow fight through the rocks. Think about it that way. I'm very much into visuals. If you've ever seen a rock landscape, I live in Colorado, so there is a lot of rock landscape, which I love. But that rock landscape has very little, tiny spaces in between the rocks where people grow ground covers, rock covers, really not ground covers. And can they grow it? Yes. Does life come through in between the rocks? Yes. But the chances are smaller than when your landscape is a fertile soil. When you fertilize it consistently by belief about who you are and what you can have and what you are capable of. And when you weed out, remove the rocks, by the rocks, I mean the hardened commitment to being wherever you are. There really is such a thing as being committed to struggle. Struggle doesn't have to mean you can't pay your bills. Struggle could look like I just struggle at a million. Some people struggle at a million, meaning they already make so much money and they still are in a resonance of struggle. You talk to them and they still tell you that things aren't working out, that things are bad, that they try so hard and nothing's working. Meanwhile, their business is at a million revenue. And somebody else would say, where they are still working towards it, wow, you're doing amazing. And this person is so hardened in their belief that they struggle, they will have 10, 20, 100 million, and they will still struggle. So follow me with me here. Is your landscape filled with hardened rocks? Beliefs that you have to do things a certain way, or that you can't have what you want, or you can't charge what you want, or things can't happen a certain way? Or is your landscape a fertile soil? We also have this soil here in Colorado that was never really meant to grow grass, but people are determined to have beautiful landscape front yards, which is ridiculous to me. So they will bring in some soil from somewhere else that over the years, because they don't do anything with it, erodes, and they still grow whatever needs to grow here, whatever wants to grow here. So your landscape will determine the quality and the beauty of the garden that you grow. And your landscape is the energy that you do anything with. This is what these next 10 days is about. Your inner gold mine, acknowledging and appreciating certain types of energy you want to be grounded in at the time when you take action. So I won't be giving you some new actions to take, although I may suggest some. It will be you doing what you already do from a new place. That's what I mean by the inner gold mine. You don't have to change what you do unless you're selling ice to Eskimo or making minimum wage at McDonald's, hoping you'll get a million from that source. So it's not about changing what you do unless you are in those situations. And I say, change it. But it's about changing how you do it and who you are, removing the rocks. But we won't be doing that. We're only going to be raising the intention of these 10 days is not to weed out anything or remove anything. The intention of these 10 days is to focus your attention in a particular way that will make a difference. So you don't have to do anything new to create new results. We will be playing with your focus and energy and appreciating certain things about you. So you'll see every single day, I'll give you a direction to appreciate something about yourself that comes from your inner gifts. And I'll give you very specific instructions, and you don't have to do anything different. You just have to do it differently. The quality of your energy will determine the quality of your results. Does it mean that you have to meditate 24/7, stay joyful and happy 24/7? No, actually not at all. Some of my biggest breakthroughs in my ability to receive came from some of the saddest moments when I cried, bowled over in the shower because something hurt so much. And it didn't even have to be anything in my life. I watched a coyote chase a cattle the other day, and it broke my heart so much that I couldn't sleep for two nights. And I let myself cry and I let myself feel the pain. Could it be about the coyote chasing the little calf? Yes, but I bet that it was much deeper than that. And because I allowed myself to process those feelings, something new, beautiful opened up. A lot of us cover up so much with the grief, but we pretend we don't have it. So it's not about being happy and joyful and pretending that everything is great and only from that place can we create. Not at all. My invitation actually is that you feel whatever you feel, let yourself feel it, and then shift when you are about to take action. Whatever action you choose to take, I will give you some suggestions, but whatever action you choose to take, it's the energy and the place from you taking that action that will change. So, what else do I want to share with you today? Oh, this is really good. A lot of people take action from a place of prove to me. And the way that it looks is, oh, I'm going to do and see how it works out. Oh, I got to send this email because somebody told me to. Oh, somebody did this and it worked for them. Well, I guess I better try it. Oh, I can't believe I have to do this. Can I just win a lottery so I don't have to do this? Let me talk about lottery in a moment because I'm going to bust your bubble there too. Any of you lottery dreamers, I'm going to tell you why you never won one. And if you did, why you lost it. So if you do something from a place of, I have to do this, or it worked for somebody else for sure, it could work for me. Yes, maybe, but not from this place. So what we're going to change this is this for the over the next 10 days is that our action will be backed by substance. Have you ever met people who are so inflated with their own ego? Their ego gets in the way. You too, your ego gets in the way. You don't even know it. I know my ego gets in the way. Very often I'll say, I'm not willing to do that. Why not? My ego. Or I don't want to think that. I already heard that. Ego, ego. Oh, same old story. I already heard that. Can we please hear something new? Ego. Take an exhale with me. Our ego is our friend. And sometimes it gets in the way. So what we're going to be working with is taking action backed by substance, the deep inner substance, deep, deep inner knowing that when you take this action, on a surface, it may look like just a tiny little thing, but it's so deeply rooted inside of you, in your knowing, in your appreciation, in your recognition, in your acknowledgement of some parts of you, that even though it's a tiny little thing on the surface, the roots are so rich in minerals and in nourishment that it creates and has or has potential to create tremendous results. So for, just for today, I want you to believe that it's possible. That when you take action from the space of a deep aliveness, deep appreciation, your results have a much, much better chance of creating, of being what you want and yielding you prosperity, the kind of prosperity you want to live in. So take a deep breath. Day one. You have a right to labor. You don't have the right to the fruits of your labor. I'm pretty sure it's biblical. The Bible, by the way, wherever you are with your journey with the Bible, Bible is full of wisdom. So are other religious scriptures at their core, at their original version. Misconstrued it, misinterpreted, mistranslated, because they were never even written in a language we are reading. And if you ever learned a foreign language, you know there are many things you cannot directly translate. But there are some things in the Bible that are direct translations and are deep, full of wisdom. Many things, actually. I use Bible as a source of deep wisdom. So you have a right to labor. You don't have a right to fruits of the labor. Such a wise statement. What does this mean? There are people in the world, you may even know some, who wish they could work. They live in systems, structures, regimes, laws that prevent them from working. And they would love to do anything to earn money because they yearn for what it feels like to be able to earn your own money. And what it means when somebody finally appreciates that they have a right to labor. So on this day one, we're going to begin with this. Can you appreciate that you, and I'm assuming you live somewhere where you can work, you signed up for this program. First of all, you have a computer, you have internet, you had money to invest in this. So you have a right to labor. Nobody is standing over you saying, we'll put you in prison if you work. Maybe for some kinds of work, but I'm not saying do that, okay? Or you're a woman, there is no work for you. Or you don't read, you don't write, there's no work for you. Whatever else regimes, systems, and laws still exist in this world, some people migrate to a different country and can only work illegally. And they'll still find a way because they are so happy they can earn money. They are appreciative. So I want you to, wherever you are, I don't care if you're a multimillionaire or you're working minimum wage or you're starting your business and you haven't made money or you've made money and it all went away, wherever you are right now, on this day one, can we appreciate our right to labor? Shift your perspective about what working and being of service means. We have a right to it. It's our right. Can we appreciate this right? Can we shift deeply in our hearts, in our second chakra, and our solar plexus? Second chakra is right below your belly button. Your solar plexus, you know where it is. It's right between the ribs and your heart chakra, which is in a heart center. Center the level of your heart. I want you to feel deeply what it feels like to say, I have a right to work. I appreciate my right to earn money. I appreciate deeply my ability to work so I can create value and exchange it for money. I don't believe in barter at this level. So if you barter, that's up to you. Do whatever you please. Unless we work out our money stuff, bartering is just escape. So I don't believe in barter until it's clean. And we don't live in a world where it's clean. There's a lot attached to it. So for the purpose of this conversation, wherever you are with your belief in barter, I want you to just for now appreciate your right to work in exchange for money, for prosperity, for abundance. Your abundance from inner, deep, deep gold mine that you are in the exchange of the external abundance, which right now the world we live in a form of money. Take a deep breath. And one more time, you can even put your hand on your heart and hand on your belly and just be in deep gratitude. Wow. I have a right to work. I've been working my whole life. I am tired of working. Can somebody work for me? Let that go. You have been a slave to your limited thinking. You have been a slave to your beliefs. Labor came in as a have to, must, survival. Ah! Left with me, release it. I have a right to work, and I have something so amazing that this world needs, that I am willing to stretch myself in believing that the world will value it to the level to which I will. Feel the difference. It's like the visual that I always get is when you do your work from a place of I have to, whether you use your hands or not, it doesn't matter. But I want you to right now stretch your hands out in front of you. And if you do your work because you have to, because somebody told you, because you have to pay your bills, because you have to, I want you to imagine that the energy that you are in while doing it is from your elbows down. Elbows down. Some of you, maybe from your shoulders down, like you're a machine. Let's stretch to the shoulders. Let's give ourselves a little more credit here, shall we? It's like you're this machine that only works from shoulders down. Imagine that. That hands detached, just doing the work. Just doing the work. Moving the hands in front of you. Now, I want you to imagine for a moment that the kind of labor I am inviting you to appreciate and the right to labor, the right to work, the right to serve humans, humanity, I want you to all of a sudden imagine that your shoulders are attached to your body and now feel that connection and feel the veins and feel the bones and feel the muscles and feel the tissue and now feel all the energy zones, the energy channels that were just cut off at the shoulders, dead, lifeless, doing the work up until now. Have to. Dead. And I want you to imagine that now they are connected, pulsating with life flowing through you. And this beautiful energy that always flows through your body now extends through your shoulders. Ooh, what? Down your arm? What? down your elbows, what? Through your hands? And now the work you do, the labor you have a right to, whatever it is you do, all of a sudden you're doing, infusing your life force into it. And I want you to physically have this experience of all of a sudden imagining and experiencing that your arms are attached to the source of life, your body. You are no longer a lifeless little robot that just moves around, have to do. You are now a source of life force. Anything you touch is imbued with this beautiful expanding energy, because that's all energy wants. Energy just expands. That's all the agenda it has. It doesn't care who, it doesn't care through who, it just wants to expand. And now, because you connected these limbs of yours to this beautiful source of life, anything you touch, anything you do today, I want you to be in full gratitude and appreciation that you have a right to do it. So in that moment, when you realize you have a right to whatever you're doing, you are allowing the life force energy, the God energy, remember, divine source, whatever you call it, flow through you from the center of you and out into the world through whatever it is you do. Imbuing, infusing, immersing life force energy into whatever you do. Even if it is shuffling papers, even if it is pounding at the keyboard, even if it is touching boxes, whatever it is you do today, you are in deep appreciation and gratitude of. You have a right to do this. Feel your whole self connected to that in this moment. Feel the aliveness of this concept surging through you. Through your arms and out through your hands, out through your mouth. Maybe you talk for a living. All of a sudden, every one of your words is laced with life force. You are pulsating transmission of God, divine, universe, source, life force energy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Deep breath, and that's your first assignment. You have a right to work. How deeply can you appreciate that right today? That right that you have, so your work, whatever you engage in today, you are so grateful of it that it changes how this work is in the world. Bonus, watch the people when you interact with them. What changes for them? What shifts for them when they receive whatever it is you are putting out there? They will sense something different, because they are now in a receiving end, not of this dead, lifeless product. Whether it's words can be dead. They are on the other side of life, receiving life, because you allowed yourself to appreciate your right to do this work. Your work, whatever work it is you are doing today. And that's your assignment for today. I will see you tomorrow for day 2.